You know, it was last summer that we first talked about UMB Financial, which has a strong presence here already in Texas, acquiring Heartland, which has also a large presence in the state of Texas. $2 billion deal to acquire Heartland Financial. And Friday, the regulatory approval came through from the Office of the Comptroller of Currency and the Board of Governors of the Fed. So it's almost a done deal. Mariner Kemper is the chairman, president, CEO of UMB Financial. Joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, David. Thanks for having me.
So like I said, you're already here. I mean, you're in Dallas and in Plano and Denton and in Fort Worth. It looks like Heartland sort of gets you into the heartland of Texas as opposed to the rest of the country. I know it's not just a Texas company, but it gets you into West Texas. Is that what you're after, the oil and gas business?
Well, certainly in Texas, we had a nice presence in Lubbock and Midland and Odessa, which does, as they call it, the patch.
Yeah,
you know, it gets us into that part of the state. Heartland also brings with it, 12 other states. So it's a part of a bigger, combination. But it is very exciting. It about doubles our presence in Texas, and they have 20 branches. So we're and the sizes are similar with loans and deposits. So we're doubling our presence in Texas with our sights on something even bigger.
So the timing, is it just it was available, or is this more strategic, looking at the economy and interest rates and I guess there's still the ongoing sort of migration to the Southwest?
Well, these things don't happen overnight. I was working on a relationship with the leadership at Heartland for years. And, it was a combination of things that came together that made it the right time. Their CEO was going to retire, and they also had this plan they called 3.0, which was to collapse their charters and sort of start operating more like a regional bank, and that was going to take them a few years. And a combination of the retirement and me selling their board and management team on the idea that we could fast forward their three-year plan and do it overnight was attractive and appealing to the board and the shareholders. And that's what we're excited to do is fast forward their plan and bring these two great community oriented banks across the Midwest and West together.
There's always been consolidation in your industry, but it seems to be accelerating one more time. There was a time when we thought, we looked at, Silicon Valley Bank, and they said, oh my gosh, the small bank business is just dead, and everything's going to go to J.P. Morgan Chase, and the whole world is going to be Wells Fargo, a Bank of America. But it looks like the acquisitions are picking back up again.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is probably the beginning of a wave. There was a time when we're close to 10,000 banks, then 7,000 banks. Now we're below 5,000 banks. I would suggest that the overall number will continue to shrink. Our government talks about how they want to support all the banks, but their behavior really drives some of this consolidation.
And as you look ahead, it seems like we're going into an environment where maybe there's going to be less regulation, and you're not going to be quite as fettered.
Yeah, I think that's true. We'll see, right? I think there's a lot to be seen. We're all estimating and guesstimating that under a Trump regime, it'll be a more business-friendly environment and less regulation. There was the Trump bump. You can see how the market reacted to that. All banks were up 16% the day after he was elected. So there's a perception, and I believe in it, but we don't know, right? I'm a skeptic by nature, and we'll see how much we get out of it. But certainly the signs are that there's going to be a framework for regulatory scrutiny that is more relaxed and allows for less fettered M&A activity and growth in general.
And all of your areas, and certainly ours, has benefited by relocations and corporate migrations. And I can only see it escalating. And actually, as horrible as the situation in California is, trying to handicap that, you can see, I mean, there are a lot of people that are homeless. They have just been wiped out and probably we have been contemplating relocation anyway. You operate in Colorado and Arizona, Texas, Missouri. I mean, all very attractive places to do business and to live. Do you see more, maybe the migration accelerating?
Yeah, like you, David, I hate to talk that way, but it seems like the alignment is directed that way, that the continued migration from the coasts in general, right, to the middle of the country and the south, I think, you know, that's well underway, but certainly the fires in California can't do anything but propel that at some level, I'm sure. That's a sad story we're living with, and, you know, it's going to... Other unintended consequences, I think, such as raising insurance costs for all of us across America because of it. I mean, it's going to be they're saying, you know, $60+ billion worth of loss to date, and it's still burning, right? And and so I think that can't help but, you know, hurt all of us at the end of the day.
Well, period of rebuilding and probably... you know, there's some environmental concerns. You know, you dump all that stuff to put fires out on top of the, you know, on top of the environment. It doesn't go very well.
Yeah, well, I wish all of them the best. And it's a tough story we're living with right now. And I feel for all those folks.
So talk about your business going forward. You've got a lot of locations. And there was, and I was among them, that thought really coming out of COVID that you got all these people who find these Luddites like me who finally learned how to deposit checks, you know, using iPhones and small businesses using scanners and do automatic pays. I mean, there was no, we were checkless and there was no reason to have physical locations anymore.
Yeah, I think it's definitely changing the landscape. There is a different approach to why and how you build branches. But as you've noticed, the announcements that come from the likes of Fifth Third and PNC and JP Morgan, they're all building branches in a significant way. And I think at the end of the day, the way our business works is our branches help us. They're billboards. They help us open accounts. They get used for planning and advice and bigger, more sophisticated type conversations. But the transactional volume, certainly, that used to go through branches has moved to your mobile devices. And it has changed the branch traffic, which has made them overall more expensive to have. It really, I would put in the category. I'd put them in the category of your acquisition costs for your clients.
Well, all right. So this one is just, it's not quite closed. I guess it probably occurs right at the end of the month. And then do you sit back and rest, or are you still on the acquisition trail?
Oh, yeah. I just kick my feet up and, and you know, just take a long nap, David. That's what happens when we close this deal. The hard work begins, right, of assimilating two great companies. And the good news is that, you know, it's our culture. We're not really merging. It's truly an acquisition, so we don't have culture clash to deal with. We don't have to work our way through that. So they really truly assimilate into the way we do things, which will help all of that assimilation. We're really excited to take all of our success that we've had in the Midwest and all the deposits and liquidity that we've created and take that to the markets that Harlan have and deploy it. So, you know, we get to take all the deposits we collect in the big markets that we're in and deploy it in places like Lubbock and places like Dubuque and New Mexico and parts of Central Valley, California. So we have this. Oftentimes banks get lent up and then they go do M&A activity to find deposits. In our case, we are looking for places to expand and deploy our liquidity. So it's a different, more expansive strategic strategy for us versus fixing a problem through M&A.
Mariner Kemper is the chairman, president, CEO of UMB Financial, just wrapping up a $2 billion acquisition of Heartland Financial USA. We wish you the best with it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David. We look forward to seeing you in one of the branches at some point.
I'll at least go through the drive-thru and open up a Christmas Club account or something.
All right. I love it. Okay. Have a great day.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.